I said, "Did you love them?" "I don't know. I don't know what people mean by that." She looked up at me as if I might have that information. I didn't accept that, whatever love is, it seems not always to be an emotion that desires its object alive. I asked her, it wasn't the first time she'd been asked, how she knew to do the knife job so quickly and cleanly. I knew where the pulse was and stabbed a series of thrusts, not cutting or slicing. I asked her to describe to me how she went through the cutlery drawer. I didn't want the knives with the serrated edges. I chose a pointed one. It was really sharp. "How did you know it was sharp enough?" "You know that. It went into the kitchen table." "A wooden table? What else?" "How could you get it out of the table?" "It wasn't in deep, just by the tip. It doesn't need to be deep, you know. Before he died, it barely went into him at all." "That's why you pretended it didn't hurt him." He pretended that it didn't hurt him. I never heard her saying that before, and she said, I had never heard of her saying that before, and she seemed to be remembering. Had he thought she was testing him? Had she been? Something in this seemed true to my own childhood. I insisted pedantically, "But you meant to kill him." "Of course." Something that might not have been pedantic in me added, "And he may have meant to die." Children their age have no conception of death. Ergo, they may have meant to die. She wouldn't answer that. It was upsetting a self-definition she had formed. I persisted. Did he know that nobody wanted him? She was usually too afraid of my sarcasm to feed me too many clichés, but she resorted to one. We all know that no one wants us. I felt a quiet but authentic wrath. Bullshit. If anything, most of us feel embarrassed by how much other people want us, when we know how little we actually want ourselves. He felt that he should die because I wanted him to. We looked at each other or around the room for a while, neither of us being able to rouse in ourselves a recognisable thought or emotion. I said, "You can go," to maintain some possible advantage, before she asked me if she could go. Whilst I had always felt all the appropriate moral reactions to her crime, I had never really been able to imagine the victims, because they were such young victims as people. Before and in the seconds after she had closed the door, I found that I could even imagine myself having a conversation with Anthony, speaking with him as I had spoken with Claire. The effect was not to make the criminal seem any more reprehensible, but to soften a fear of her that I had discovered I had let harden in me. I felt that in future my conversations with her would be more natural and more humane. Uneasily, I also felt for no reason that there might abide in her some ability, which I neither want nor need from many people, to be usefully humane to me.